91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio. It is straight up 11 o'clock. I'm Bob Angel. Welcome to the Detox Mansion, and we welcome a special guest today as well, someone I used to work with in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, by the name of the Reverend Jerry Benson. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on the show today. I'm looking really forward to it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, we have Mother's Day today, and I know you want to honor your mother.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just showing once again this radio show is merely not slung together. So it's Mother's Day. So what do you think about playing some Mothers?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, it's 91.5 WMFO.
You got to tell me something. I mean, seriously, I'm telling you. This is the first time that any of my girlfriends and I have ever met anybody really from Hollywood. I mean, really, my girlfriend Jim and Ian and Ainsley and Bob and Frank. I mean, none of us.
Pleased to meet you.
We've never met a pop star from Hollywood. Tell me something. Have you ever met Davy Jones or Bobby Sherman? I mean, David Cassidy, he's so...
Jimmy Greenspoon once.
Three Dog Night?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them. They're my favorite band. Oh, God. Oh, do you like my new car? I mean, my dad just gave it to me for graduation.
Oh, yeah. It's a Fillmore, isn't it? Real futuristic. I dig the fins. Listen, do you know how to get to the Holiday Inn from here?
No. Which one is it?
Excuse me. It's the one by the airport, because we gotta get up early and fly out of here in the morning, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that. Where do you guys play tomorrow night? I mean, I'd like to come maybe in your bus or something.
Yeah? Come in the bus, huh? Tomorrow we're in, Tierra del Fuego.
Oh, you're so professional, Howie. I mean, the way you're getting to play in all these exotic places. I mean, tell me something. Tell me and all my girls. Tell me, do you really have a hit record on the charts now with a bullet? I mean, that's really important.
Listen, honey. Would I lie to you just to get in your pants?
Hey! Listen! Hey, listen to me. We are not groupies.
No, I never said that.
We're not groupies. You better understand that. I told Robert Plant. I told Elton John. I told all those big guys. We are not groupies.
No, I never.
Roger Daltrey never laid a hand on me.
It's obvious to see why. Listen, I never.
Howie. And Mike, tell him now.
We only like musicians for friends, you know?
Real straight arrow, Howie.
Really? Just for friends, Howie.
But we still like you.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind coming in your bus, but.
I mean, we still want to hear your record.
Listen, you chicks. Now, didn't you just say that you got off being juked with a baby octopus and spewed upon with cream corn, and that your hair lip Dyko bass playing girlfriend in the backseat had to have it with a Yoo-hoo bottle or she went ape shit? What's the deal,
Howie, baby?
Howie,
listen to me. All that's true.
Come across,
I swear, all that's true. And sometimes I even dig it with a Dr. Brown's cream soda or celery. But we are not groupies. No matter what you think, we are not groupies.
You see, there seems to be some kind of a communications problem, honey, because I'm a lonely guy from out of town, you know, and I want some action. What I'm talking about is I want a steaming, succulent, ever-widening, gooey, drippy, runny kind of a hole with how should I put this? What say we hop in the trunk of your gremlin and get our rocks off?
Hey! Jesus!
Very agile, Howie. Very agile.
I am in this band. No matter what we do up here, now listen. It just so happens.
Yeah.
Tonight, me and my girlfriends. I mean, we've all come here for one thing tonight.
Yeah.
Looking for a guy, and we're looking for a guy from a group.
Ah!
But he's got to have a dick.
Ah!
And he's got to have a dick that's a monster!
Wow!
That's me!
Oh, you voluptuous Manhattan Island.
hate to Manhattan Island.
Take me, I'm yours, you whole. Fulfill my wildest dreams.
Oh, anything for you, my most seductive, seclusive pop star of a man.
Yeah?
Picture this if you can.
Oh.
Bead jobs,
oh,
knotted nylons,
oh,
bamboo canes,
oh,
three unreleased recordings of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fighting in the dressing room at the Fillmore East.
Oh.
One enchilada wrapped with pickle sauce shoved up and down in between a doggy's they can't stand it anymore. All this and more, Howie, including an electric cooled pony harness with fuel injection. Fuel injection. Fuel injection.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it! I mean, do you understand the implications of what I'm saying? I can't stand it! I can't stand it! Give it to me right here in the trunk of your gremlin. Give me the enchilada with the pickle sauce shoved up and down the donkey's ass. I can't come anymore.
Not until you sing me your big hit record. And I want to hear the big hit record, and I want to hear it now. And I want to hear the big hit record now with the bullet. With the bullet.
The bullet.
The bullet. The bullet. It's the part that gets me the hottest. Now sing me that record, and I want to hear it right now, or you ain't driving nowhere tonight, buddy.
Well, I know when I'm licked all over. Okay, baby. Bend over and spread 'em. Here comes my bullet.
I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call up and rest a dime, and you say you belong to me, I'd ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
You have one of the worst voices I've ever heard. Truthfully, it is absolutely terrible.
It's bizarre.
Bob Angel.
We have a little emergency here.
We'll do it live. F*** it.
It's Bob Angel.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Bob Angel.
I call it Disgrace the Nation.
It's Bob Angel on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. God help us all.
I just gotta tell you.
should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
The Pretenders, 91.5 WMFO. Going back to Last of the Independents, 1994 that came out. I'm a Mother on a Mother's Day. Before that, it was Mother by John Lennon. And before that, it was Mother by Pink Floyd. And before that, it was Frank Zappa and the Mothers. Finger on the trigger for those ones, those boys. Do you like my new car? And Happy Together, recorded when the Fillmore East closed down. They were like the last show there, June 1971. So there you go. Jerry Benson from Columbus, Ohio. How you doing?
Doing okay. The Pretenders track there. It reminds me, my wife went to the same high school as did Chrissy Hynde, meaning Firestone in Akron, Ohio, much as the gentleman in the Black Keys. So there's my little brush with greatness right there for you, Bob.
Wow. Your wife went to school with Chrissy?
Same high school.
Yeah.
Same high school. She was also there with Rachel Sweet. So
Rachel Sweet. Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you didn't go to school with anyone famous.
No, just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jerry and I worked together in Portsmouth, and we, what the hell? WHEB was the call letters. They're still rocking up there, I guess.
Yep, I was there from 88 to 97, and you were there from what, 90-ish?
It was still 80s. Man, I have a hard time with the dates. I'd say I was there from, 89, 90, in that range right there. It was overnight, so I needed to get a daytime gig. I was getting too old to do overnights. But then I went to WCLZ, and so I got to be music director there. So
excellent.
So that's my history. Let's check the forecast here. I don't know. We'll find out what it's like in Columbus. But let me tell you, here in Boston, we have been suffering through some major rain lately. It just never seems to clear up completely. I imagine we've seen a little bit of sunshine, but today we're not going to. Rainy, windy, winds up to 45 miles an hour. And the temperature ain't going nowhere. 45 to 50 degrees tonight. More rain, low 45. And tomorrow, rain ending in the afternoon. And we get at least a little bit of warmth out of the deal. 59 degrees for a high. It's 48 degrees. Joe, check that. 49 degrees on the campus of Tufts University. What's happening weather-wise out there in Ohio? I have a feeling it's much better than us.
Tis true. 71 in sunshine. It's going to get to around 80 today, and then it's going to get into the mid-80s during the middle of the week. So there you have it. So just take heart that it's on the way.
All right. Yeah, it is. Later in the week, as a matter of fact, as soon as we get through Monday, Tuesday, and the rest of the week, it's summertime here with temperatures getting up near 80, maybe even 90 degrees. So we got that to look forward to. And the rain brings greenness, It's going to be
Correct. Massive
green. We'll be right back after this.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Some really jazzy music going on in the background of that. Diabetes. I'm on a college station where kids just don't think about diabetes. I never did, that's for sure. How about you, Jerry? How's your diabetes? Oops.
It's diabetes.
Diabetes?
Yeah, Wilford Brimley,
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, let's get some more music. It's 11:30 now, so we need more tunage.
Yeah, it's Mother's Day, and it's Mama Ken Aerosmith from 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We advise you to start with a low playback volume until a safe level can be determined.
Period.
What's the matter with us?
91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the place. It is. It's the Rain Dogs from Lost Souls. And we also heard The Stones, Rocks Off. You know that one. The lead-off track from Exile on Main Street. We heard Powderfinger from Neil Young and Crazy Horse from that awesome Rust Never Sleeps album. Started things off, Mama Kin. On a Mother's Day, we saluted Mama Kin, Aerosmith, from their debut in, it was 72 when they debuted in New England. That record didn't come out for another year or so nationally, I don't believe. Is that right, Jerry? Do you remember that?
Yeah, first Aerosmith was 73.
Yeah, it was 72 in New England.
They
released it locally first. That was my first concert that I ever went to was Dave Clark 5, but I was only 11, so I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
You get a free pass for that. Yeah. You know, there's a preteen clause that's always worthy of
Dave Clark 5, they
put, when necessary.
Those guys rocked, man. I like the Dave Clark 5. But,
oh, they were awesome.
But I didn't, you know, still, you know, my mother made me wear a tie that I did. Can you imagine?
No.
As soon as I left the house, it came off. But anyway, how did I get into that topic? Concerts that we've been to. Oh, we were talking about concerts. We were talking about the Rain Dogs. We broadcast that show live, and it was during your show, but you don't remember it.
I don't recall, you know, being self-centered in radio and stuff and my great narcissism and things. It was all about me, Bob, so, you know.
Well, as long as you're not president of the United States.
Yes, exactly.
It can be all about you anytime you want.
Exactly.
All right. Now, you also you've told me you haven't been keeping up with new music, which is a shame. I got to tell you, there's some good bands out there.
You know, I'm just old and stodgy. What can I tell you about?
Well, I'm old and stodgy, too, but I still managed to dig some of the kids coming up.
That just didn't sound right.
I know. Well, excuse me while I adjust my dentures. Yeah. Anyway, this is a band. I want to play this for you.
All right.
See what you think of it. This is Catfish and the Bottlemen. They've had a number of hits.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them. I haven't heard much of them.
Well, check this out. This is latest single, which is called... it's just called 7, the number 7. All right?
All right.
Catfish and the Bottlemen, 91.5
WMFO.
There you go.
All right.
And I recall a lot of smoking. I want to lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. It's probably good I didn't call her, but I always want to. And I beg you, but you know I'm never home. And I love you, but I need another year alone. And I've tried. Through things I never get time, cause I don't think things through. Larry called a load of smoking. I wanna disappear for days. You probably never spoke of sleeping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. Probably good I didn't call though, but I always want to. We'll be right back.
shattered and worn. Mama's doing the best that she can. Elder son in skating school. Listen to his mother, never drank or used. Yet every job he wants, he gets refused. It takes hope in a hopeless world. Looking for hope in a hopeless world. Try to find love in such hateful. Not heard. Saturday's child